successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Come on, Wheeze, what are you standing around for here? Get on board.
Get on board. Don't fret. Don't try to worry.
This is the World of Boating. Gregor, first mate, that's me, along with Barry the Boater, Mike the Mariner, rounding out the crew. All right, so Captain James went back to just kick back on his vessel, his new vessel. I didn't even ask him what he named it. Did he tell either one of you what his name of his new boat is?
We missed out on several questions, but yeah. Hey, it's a great boat, and so maybe we'll.
It looked brand new from the view that we had.
Yeah,
I mean, this was really well taken care of.
No doubt about it.
Refurbishing Bertram 31s is kind of a thing now. I mean, there are a lot of really, really great Bertram 31s that have been completely gone through and repowered. They all came with, I think, a Chrysler inline six cylinder gas motor, or maybe a V8
back, like they used to have on the Dodge Dart or something like that.
Dodge 318s and were a popular marine engine, and they had an inline six cylinder that was also a popular marine engine. But most of the people that are refurbishing those Bertram 31s are now going to diesel power, and they're selecting many times either the Cummins engines like the ones I have and the one he has, or Yanmars, which are high-performance diesel, higher RPM diesel engines really, really turn that boat into a rocket ship.
It's very comfy. I've been on it, by the way. We didn't go out on it, but I saw it at the marina, and we popped down into the galley where he was hanging, and I was like, oh, I could get used to this. And it is a nice little upgrade from what he had before, because I don't think he had that kind of space, like the galley area there of a Bertram. And
he had the center console before, a Contender. What he has now is an Express.
Mm-hmm.
And so it does have a cabin area, not a big cabin, but it's a 31-foot boat.
But it said air conditioned, so he can be nice and cool in there.
Yeah, I forget he called it, but, we were distracted because we started talking about iguanas because we had this cold snap in Florida. I mean, it's actually been going off and on for last few weeks now. But it got really cold
this
again.
Much cold in a long time.
Yeah, and the iguanas started freezing down in South Florida where Barry is and falling out of the trees. I mean, it's nuts. But he started talking about the iguanas with us during the commercial break and said, oh, yeah, we use those for bait to catch the stone crab. And I'm like, what? So then when they freeze, I guess they got them in the Keys too, or maybe borrows them from his friends up there in Miami.
No, there's tons of them in the Keys, overrun by them. It's a problem.
But he said they're great for stone crab traps because the meat doesn't spoil for the crabs as quick as some other bait they use. And they
pick at it. It doesn't pick away like the other baits that they use.
Right.
It has thick skin and the meat is very dense. So it doesn't decompose as quickly as, say, if you're using fish.
Right.
You know, fish would decompose and quickly dissolve and go away. They hold in longer.
And I was, the reason we were talking about it during the commercial break is I asked Barry, how many did they get this week? And what is the number from Florida Wildlife Commission? What are they saying?
There were 5,195 iguanas collected in a few different counties. Of that number, 3,882 were from Broward County, and they were dropped off at the Sunrise FWC station over there.
Wow.
They were in the news. People were bringing it in wagons.
Right.
They were just stacked.
They just freeze, and they're paralyzed.
They don't freeze, but it's so cold that they can't move. They're a cold-blooded animal, and they also require sunlight. They actually absorb the sunlight. It helps them digest the green leaves that they eat around here. That's how they end up destroying all the crops and plants around here. But they have to absorb sunlight, so they're sort of like solar-powered. And when there's not sun,
like,
or when
alligators.
It's cold like that, they can't move.
Can't move.
I mean,
they
had
just
one.
Pick
he
up,
didn't move. Yeah.
Throw him in a wheelbarrow and cart him off to the nearest pickup facility of drop-off facility.
FWC had a thing. You had to put it in a bag, and then you would put the bag in a container and take it down to them, and no problem. So 3,882 in Broward County. There was 215 in Marathon, 1,075 in Tequesta, and 23 in Fort Myers. So, I mean...
Unfortunately, that's like...
Not even a symbol
of the population. So it's not really going to do anything. It's kind of like storming the gates of hell with a squirt gun. You're not going to put a dent in that population with 3,000 iguanas. It's
right. But this extended cold weather that we keep having is causing an issue because they can't eat, therefore they can't do anything else. And if you find them, you can also, you know, humanely dispose of them. You're
with Barry's salt gun. Is that a humane way to do
salt.
It?
No, actually, you can't poison them. You can't beat them. You can't run them over with a car unless they're on the street and you happen to say, uh-oh, what
road
was
bump.
That? Yeah.
Speed bump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're supposed to shoot them with a pellet gun.
Pellet gun, okay.
Yeah.
I said salt gun. I guess that's for mosquitoes. Yeah.
Right. Now, there was someone in North Palm Beach. There is a pizza place called the coal-fired... Wait, let me find it again here.
Yeah, that's the way you're going to get rid of them. If you turn them into
Buck's
something...
coal-fired pizza. They use the meat from the iguana as a topping on this on their pizza. And they've been getting great reviews.
It's just the tail, though, of the iguana, isn't it?
Yeah, they say it tastes like chicken. It looks like chicken. It looks like white meat chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a delicacy in the Caribbean. Iguana meat is.
And I would try it. I mean, why not? I mean, you eat alligator. I mean, people eat alligator. Why wouldn't you eat iguana?
Yeah, I guess.
Right?
I don't know. There's something about it.
Iguanas are vegetarian, so... Maybe the meat's even better than alligator.
It could be. I mean, it's just I've been told that they carry salmonella. So I guess if
all animals do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they all do?
Yeah.
Including Greg. Greg has salmonella.
Don't eat me.
Yeah.
Don't eat me.
I mean, chicken has salmonella. I mean, everything has salmonella. The thing is safe food handling. You handle it like you're cooking anything else, and you wash your hands, and you make sure that you're not cross contaminating. But I would try iguana. Why not?
Well, if you want to go to this pizza place, it's called the pizza is called Everglades. The pizza's name is Everglades Pizza. The place is
do they deliver 30 minutes or less to Orlando?
I don't know. It's a Buck's coal fired pizza up in North Palm Beach
with iguana
chunks.
Check
them out. Yeah.
Right,
I mean,
we'll check them out.
Well, the one they made was iguana, venison, alligator, bacon, white pizza with cheese, finished with ranch dressing.
Oh, wait, all of that on there?
All of that on there.
Oh.
I would do that.
Yeah,
I would absolutely do that. You know, I was at an event earlier, late last year, and we actually had camel.
Camel?
Camel?
We ate camel.
Wow. Where do you get a camel? Camel from
I don't
Egypt?
Know, but they had camel sliders, camel meat.
Yeah, you know, I'm heading down under to Australia, and I'm gonna have kangaroo. I've had it before; that's pretty tasty stuff. So I don't know, maybe iguana isn't that much of a stretch. That's one way to keep them in check. More coming up.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the boating world? Well, look no further than the World of Boating Radio Show. Just like you, thousands of boating enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to worldofboating.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.